There's absolutely no reason why you need to hear stories today about people that got bit. I understand that. You didn't expect to be walking into this podcast today. You never know what you're going to get when you listen. But you know what you're going to get today is stories about people that got bit and why. Because we're taking a look at a moment in Kramer history, which like, I'm not even sure how we got to this point, but it made me laugh in hindsight. So welcome to this nonsense that we call Certified Mama's Boy.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Today is the 10th of August. It's probably hot as hell wherever you are. We appreciate you listening to this every single day. It's a podcast that's based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
There's literally nothing else going on in my life right now than the extreme amount of stress from the stupid IRS bill. Like, I don't even have time to plan much of a show today, to be honest with you, because I've just been running around like crazy trying to get this thing solved. You're new to our show. This is kind of a crappy episode to enter into. Got a bill from the IRS for $556,000. And I went to my CPA back in April. Don't worry, I'll handle it. Obviously didn't handle it. It's now closer to the deadline. We got now less than a week. We're now at 6 days until this is now an issue. And I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm not even sure like where to go. So one of you was actually nice enough to reach out today and say, hey, why don't you, I've got a good tax attorney in Atlanta. Why don't you reach out to him? And I did. And he was extremely nice. And I just literally right before we started the podcast, I just got a paperwork back from them. $15,000 to all this. When I honestly don't think I owe anything. I don't owe anything to them. I just don't know how to file this. I have literally no idea. Now, my mom came to me with an idea today, and this makes me feel really nervous because I feel like I'm entering, it's like how I feel about, I feel like going to Walmart for my, my surgery, basically, the Walmart pharmacy to get surgery done. And what was your idea that you came up with today?
Well, we had a meeting today with our financial advisor, who's also your financial advisor. And Jim mentioned your problem to her, and she said, well, just have him take his tax documents to like an H&R Block or somewhere and just have them file that form for him. Because then that will reduce all the fees. She said there's no way he could owe that kind of money.
Yeah.
And she said, and I would fire that accountant.
Well, so what I did today is I basically said, I emailed him and I said, listen, I'll read you the exact email so you can know. No hearsay at all. This is going to be the actual situation. I emailed him at 11:45 this morning. I said, this is my last attempt to make this work. If I don't hear from you for 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to assume that the situation is not being handled by you. I will then have to use someone else to fix this problem, and I will seek recourse for the malpractice negligence and any fees that come in eradicating the issue. You have my email, and my phone number is, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm disappointed it's come to this. So that was 11:45. I gave him till 3 o'clock. Because I'm like, maybe that'll be enough. You know what I think? Like, maybe that'll be like, oh, hey, listen, sorry, I've been crazy busy, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. It is now past 3 o'clock and I have heard absolutely nothing. So I have an appointment with H&R Block, but I just feel like that's trust. Like, again, like that would be like going into heart surgery at the Walmart pharmacy to me, you know, like, I really trust H&R Block?
I know.
To get this right. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with H&R Block. I just think that this is like a very specific and need to get it right kind of issue, mm-hmm. where somebody in H&R Block may not give a shit, for lack of better terms. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I'm really just in a funk today. I'm extremely stressed out.
A lot of stress. And
I don't know what else to say about it. So That's that. Let's go ahead and do mom tent for today. This is my mom's content, which is when we first started this podcast, she came to me and would always bring me all kind of ideas and newsletters and stuff. She said, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Talk about this. And I said, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Every day she forwarded me like 10 things. And I'm like, it's a lot. So I said, okay, once a week, what we'll do is we'll just give you your own segment. Whatever you think is your favorite thing you've seen on the internet this week, bring it to the show. And we call it Mom Tent. So what we got today, Mom?
Well, considering you're going through so much stress, I found an article in SciTech Daily about surprising science-backed ways to beat stress. Now, we know the normal things that we do. We remember to breathe. We try to get rest. We do some yoga. We take a walk. We get outdoors. We call a friend. We know those things to do. But here's some interesting things that, honestly, I've never heard of, but you might want to try them.
All
right. So these are science-backed stress-lowering hacks that can bring relief. The first one is the diving reflex. When you're so stressed, you can feel your heart beating and your blood pounding. Activating the diving reflex can help. So what you do is you fill a big bowl with ice cold water and you put your face in it for about 30 seconds or as long as you can hold your breath.
Oh my God, and this sounds worse than being stressed.
That helps slow your heart down and has been shown to strongly lower anxiety. And pressing a large ice pack to your face could also do the trick.
How does that feel to you?
It feels kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might want to try it. You're pretty stressed. Yeah. I might try that. I don't think I would mind an ice pack on my face, honestly. Wrap it in a cloth like you do when you put it, you know, on a sore muscle or whatever. And just let it sit on your face for 30 seconds. Actually, that sounds kind of nice to me, especially if it's hot.
It's pretty stressful. So that sounds more stressful than I feel like I'd be drowning in like ice cold water, you know?
Like Titanic style. I don't think I could put my face in a bowl of ice water, but I do think I could do the ice pack.
Yeah.
Subject yourself to strong sensations. It says your mind tends to focus only on the things that bother you most, so distracting yourself with sensory stimulation can help. So things like biting into a hot pepper, like sucking on a lemon.
These are very extreme. Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have stopped drinking. I feel like this is actually maybe what may this may be what actually causes me to start drinking again, y'all. Like you may be seeing it right in front of your face.
I mean, I don't read many science articles, but this is kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. All
and
right.
You could do that. I could probably suck on a lemon.
It's science backed. What can I say? You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
All right. And then it says, look for fractals. Do you know what a fractal is?
I don't. I have no idea what a fractal is.
They're patterns that repeat on a scale that gets smaller and smaller. So, being in nature, of course, is known to help beat stress, but research also shows that seeing imagery that mimics patterns in nature can create similar relaxing effects. So images of fractals can help. They're seen in things like snowflakes and nautilus shells, and they tend to soothe the mind and help people relax.
So all I got to do is it freeze my face off, burn my mouth, or fly to somewhere and just go look at snowflakes, and that'll be...
Or look at a shell, a nautilus shell.
That'll make things better. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Extreme, but we'll go with it.
And then get some distance, distancing yourself from your situation. And researchers have found that the key to doing it is to speak to yourself about yourself in the third person. So try using he, she, or they instead of I to mentally distance yourself.
No, see, why don't we do that one first? I feel like we should have led with that one. That seems like so much easier than everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
I've actually never heard that before. So like, basically like he has, you know.
Why is he so stressed? And what can he do to make this situation better? Who can he talk to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to yourself in the
I like that. Actually, I like that a lot. I've never really thought of doing stuff that way. And then you can kind of look at it more objectively than just saying, oh, I've got all these problems.
Kind of, and kind of takes you outside of yourself.
Yeah.
I can definitely do that one. And now here is a real easy one. Yawning. The brain warms up when we feel stress and anxiety, and cooling it down could help lower stress. Yawning has a cooling effect on the brain. So if you're stressed out and need a release, try to yawn. If you can't do it on demand, head to YouTube and watch videos of people yawning, since it tends to be contagious. And I do believe it is contagious, and I'll tell you why. When Jim and I are sitting there at night, if he starts yawning, almost within seconds, I'm yawning.
Well, I feel like you're always yawning no matter what. Yeah, my mom's on the couch. She's probably going to sleep. She's probably instantly going to bed. But good luck watching a movie with my mom. It's basically pointless. Right. Yeah. Kind of pointless. Yeah,
I always say, no, actually, my whole sleep cycle has changed.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure exactly how or why, but like last night, we went to bed at 11 o'clock and I didn't go to sleep until midnight.
It's so late for you.
It's so late. So I don't know. I don't know what has changed. And now we sleep until 8 o'clock or 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to get up early, like around 6:30 for retirement time.
Yeah, you'd be up early.
I was working 6:30, and then boy, by 9 o'clock, I was really headed out of here. By 9:30, I was asleep.
Yeah.
Now, no, I'm ready. I don't know what changed. Maybe AG1 did that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave me more energy.
Possibly so.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. There you go.
That's the best I got for you.
I don't know why we went so aggressive to not bad at all, but I do like you take away anything. I do like that thing about distancing yourself from your problems, you know, make them somebody else's issue, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Steven has issues with his taxes, and so we got to see what we can do, find him a, you know, somebody that can help. I don't know. That kind of helps a little bit. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't solve my problem, but. No,
but it helps you see it from a different angle.
Actually, as we're speaking, I just got a phone call back from H&R Block. Mom, this may be your genius idea over here. Let me see.
Did you know?
They're probably like, well, it's going to cost you $14,000 to solve this. Let's see.
No.
What they have just, I don't know if I can play this.
Mm. I'm calling about the appointment you made for Friday at the Mount Clair Junction office. Now, it looks like it's just a phone call, but I didn't know if you were coming in the office, because right now that office is not open. We'd have to get you an office that's open. You can reach me 410-7.
Oh, this office is not even open. Great. Okay.
Well, did you want to go to the office, or did you want to just have a conversation?
It's supposed to be a phone call. It's supposed to be a phone call.
Well,
but
she said you could call. So start with a phone call. And then you can.
Well, how do you feel about the Olivia Newton-John passing away story? How did that hit you in any kind of certain way? On I guess it was Monday, Olivia Newton-John passed away. We had already recorded by the time we got the news.
Yeah.
She had the song Physical. Mm. Obviously, she was in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 92 and had become a big advocate for it. And they're not, as of time of recording, they don't haven't set get an official cause of death, but they're pretty much saying that's what they you know, assume it is.
Yes, she did have a recurrence of breast cancer.
How does that make you feel? Because she's basically your age.
Yeah, she's your dad's age.
Yeah.
You know, she's everybody's sweetheart.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the kind of little girl in Greece, you know, that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she was doing Physical, you know, she was hip, she was hot, she was cool, she was hot. You know, everybody loved her. And then she has been such an advocate for breast cancer. And it's raised so many millions of dollars toward that effort.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was sad to see that that she had died from probably breast cancer. But it did say she was with her family and her friends and died peacefully. But, yeah, I was kind of heartsick about it.
Do you get, like, as you're getting older, do you, like, how do these things hit you? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the reality for me is that, you know, I know that every day I live, I'm closer to dying, which we all are, but I'm a lot closer than a lot of people. We all are. And for me, it just tries to make me want to do everything I can to ensure that I remain healthy and, you know, positive, and just appreciate every day and what it brings. That you have a different kind of appreciation for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wake up every day and say, thank you, God, for this day. You know, and I mean, I really sincerely mean that with all my heart.
Because to me, it does. Like, it kind of freaks me out when I start to see people your age, you know.
I know, Don. You're like,
73 is not like old, but like, I mean, it's,
no.
It's getting, you know, it's not too far off of the average age, you know.
No.
And just so, I don't know, this is, as time is just ticking by, it's just like, you know, like moments like this always kind of stop and hit me. I didn't really have a strong feeling about Olivia Newton-John personally.
Yeah,
I didn't really
liked her. Well, she's really my generation.
Yeah, so. It didn't, right. So it wasn't really like like Bob Saget was more of a shock to me than Olivia Newton-John.
Of course.
But it is kind of, that's the only way it hit me as I was talking about on the radio. And I was like, God, that's like my mom's age. You know, it's like my parents' age. And it's just, you know, kind of gets scary as everybody's older.
So many days we, you know, we're in that stage of our life, Jim and I, where, you know, we're saying goodbye to a lot of our friends and,
yeah,
and people that we know. And, you know, especially when people who are much younger than you die, you really realize how precious life is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you really do.
All right. Well, let's get to our quote for today because I need to call H&R Block back apparently.
Okay. A Chinese proverb that says, the gem cannot be polished without friction, nor man perfected without trials. We know that's true, that we become our finest selves sometimes because of the adversity that we've faced in our life. And so, you know, to get to our best life, sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations such as this IRS debacle. Or
I've never known so much about our tax system. It'd blow your mind how much I've learned.
Yeah. So, there's lessons, and I believe there are lessons.
What's the lesson here, though? Like, this is like everyone's like, there's a lesson in everything. What's the lesson here?
I think
that's what I don't get. Like, what's the lesson?
I think the lesson here is that in April, you should have been putting as much pressure on him as you are now. That's what
That's a god awful lesson. Like, what kind of lesson? What is that going to teach me down in life? It's not my fault I've got a shitty tax guy. You know what I mean?
Like, proactive. Yeah, just to be more proactive.
He said I want to handle it. I say, okay, I hire people and they handle things.
But you do get this from me. Sometimes you are too trusting.
I thought it was handled. I thought it was done. I've emailed or called this guy every day since the second notice came.
I don't think that's the lesson here. The same thing. But
makes me sick. I have become like the I've not asked for the title, but I've kind of become like the authority of divorce. And I don't mind doing it, but there's a woman that messaged me yesterday and was just saying that like her and her husband, and I remember these days about like, she's like, well, you know, we're not sure what we're going to do. We're married for 12 years. You know, I'm like, well, you guys in therapy? And he's going to therapy and I'm going to therapy, but nobody is, we're not going to therapy together. He doesn't want to go together. I was like, it sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. At least one of you, at least both of you are going to therapy. And like, that's really the only thing that I can say to people about divorce. Divorce is such a long, hard process.
It is.
And the only thing that I can really tell people, and the only thing I can, it just reminds me of that quote, because I don't think there's any advice on what you can do. Other than just don't think the first person you meet after your divorce is the love of your life. That's the only pattern I've seen that I can avoid, maybe make people avoid. Mm-hmm. I literally see it all the time. I see it all the time. I'll repeat it because maybe somebody needs to hear that. That's not the person that you're madly in love with. That's just the first person back and you're excited and it's the feelings and the emotions and everything else. It's probably not the love of your life. You're probably going to have to learn that the hard way. You probably won't listen to me, and that's okay. Again, you got to learn these lessons the hard way, right? But I'm assuming the first person that you date right after your marriage is probably not the love of your life, as much as you may feel like they are. But number two is like, I don't have any real great advice. Like, I wish I did. I wish after all that nonsense I did, you know, but I don't. I just, my only advice is like, you just got to go through it.
Yeah.
It's a long, hard process.
Yeah.
But I just,
but there is life on the other end.
And that's what I said. Like, you'll live your absolute best life. But like, it took me a long time. I mean, 2018 was my, when I started going through divorce, and I'm, you know, I'm living a, my best life.
well, living until a good this life. Tax problem.
Like Biggie said, more money, more problems. So I get it. But I, some of these things, yeah. Like, and I wish we had more examples. Mom, like, do you have an example of like something hard you've been through that actually made you a much different, but yet better person that was like super hard?
Oh yeah. For me, I think it's the death of my parents.
Yeah. And what do you think, like, how do you think you were before and after? Like, what did that really do for you?
I think it gave me a different perspective on life. And I think it gave me a different perspective on death. And I think that now at age 69, I can say that served me well because, you know, I had no idea that I would become a minister and, you know, help people through the
Are you far from the mic? I hate to ask this question.
People, now. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm kind of leaning back
in my chair.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just about to fall asleep over here.
I know. And try to help people through their grief and their loss. But that really served me well, having had that experience, to just have a different perspective on it and to appreciate the fact that, you know, you don't know the time, you don't know the day, but, you know, every one of us are going to die some way, somehow, and that life goes on even after those people are no longer here with you on earth, and you learn to, you know, you carry them in your heart and you reflect on things you've learned for them and you appreciate them and you love them. But life goes on. You have to pick up where you are and go on. It's different than divorce. Yeah. I mean, this is really final. Some people say, though, that divorce is harder because in death, there is no way for you to reconnect. So you don't have those yearnings or longings of, oh, maybe if we go out again, it'll be better, you know, or things will change. You don't have that in death. There's no other opportunity to connect with them. So, you know, some people say that it's really hard, or I haven't been through a divorce, so I can't speak to that. But it served me. It served me well to not only engage differently in my own life, but to also help others through the process.
Yep.
Which is exactly what you're talking about with divorce.
You know,
none of us have the answers, but it's such a consolation to be with somebody that's already been through it.
Sure.
And can say, you'll make it, you know, give them hope.
Yeah. And that's really all I can do is just kind of pass that along. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. God, I just can't stop thinking about this tax stuff. I'm just thinking too, like, this guy has all of my 2022 or 2021 information. He's got all my W-2s, you know. I don't know. I feel sick in my stomach. All right. Cozy Earth sheets. Let's talk about Cozy Earth and awesome sheets. And life is chaotic. You might as well have comfortable sheets, right? Cozy Earth is literally the best, the absolute best sheets I've ever slept on. They're so soft. And right now we're giving you this massive discount, which I don't know why you would not take advantage of these. Like, the advantage of this deal. Like, I don't want you to miss this. And all of a sudden you're like, man, you're sleeping on your Target sheets and they're all, you know, hot. I have a pair of sheets that are like my worst case scenario sheets, and like, they're so scratchy, you know, like, they're just so, ugh. Like, I get so sad when I have to like get down to that set of sheets, you know?
Yes.
Such a bummer. Cause Cozy Earth, I mean, it really will, like, it'll change the way you think about like your sheets. Like, you can't go back. It's like flying first class. You won't be able to go back anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. These are bamboo sheets and they keep you cool in the summer. They keep you warm in the winter. It's like perfect, especially if you share the bed with somebody. I mean, it's like just perfect. Perfect. These sheets are, honestly, if I had to describe them in one word, it's perfect. 40% off right now at CozyEarth.com. 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 Use the promo code Kramer40 to get 40% off at CozyEarth.com. It's Kramer40. CozyEarth.com. Also, today's podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. It is online therapy that you can do from the comfort of your home or wherever you're at. So if you need to do it in between, you know, during your lunch hour, that's an option. You need to do it. You could plan your session for your commute home or to work one day. That's what I really like about BetterHelp is it's therapy that really fits into your life versus having to drive across this, you know, town, sit in the therapist office for an hour, talk it out, sit, you know, go back home. And listen, that's how you want to do therapy. It's fine. I just want you to do therapy. I don't care how you do it. Just as long as you do it. That's all I care about. Right.
Right.
So it's a really, I think it's like the futuristic 2020 option. That's right. Obviously taxes on my brain. That's the year, 2022 option. And I hope that you'll consider it. And there's 10% off for you because you can go on there, by the way, you can do your video chat. You can do your phone session. You can do your live chat session, which is just chat. If you don't want to see anybody on the camera, you don't have to, you can just type to your therapist and, you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's less than traditional therapy and it's 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/Kramer. It's BetterHelp.com/Kramer. All right. We got a brand new certified fan today, which makes me so happy.
Oh, that's amazing. Yay. News. You needed that today.
Certified fans are people that can donate a couple dollars a month. And you literally, when you do, you become a certified fan. And just know that like you're like supporting the podcast. Like this podcast is free, but it's not free to produce.
Right.
And the way that we get these episodes, you know, 24 episodes produced every month is thanks to certified fans. It's people that can just take, you know, basically a couple pennies a day, 16 cents a day and say, hey, I like this podcast. Enjoy. It's like basically imagine me and my mom as street performers and you're just throwing a couple cents in our hat. It's basically exactly what you're doing here. You know, isn't that true though? That's basically it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it. Yeah.
That's the plan. So, If you want to help, you can get a bunch of perks by doing it, and you can find out by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, fans, to 888-Kramer-8 to find out more. Today, this episode is dedicated to Jane H., who lives right here in Catonsville, Maryland. How about that?
Oh, great. Another Marylander.
How about
Fantastic.
Yep.
Super. Yep. They're catching on.
Jane, we are very thankful for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming over to our podcast. You know, it's one thing to listen on the radio show, but when you do a deep dive like this and find the podcast and then you get to know my mom and we appreciate you
so much
for finding us.
Yes.
So here you are.
What is her number?
She's 440. Certified fan number 440 is Jane H. from Catonsville, Maryland. And for her, we have a whoop whoop in store.
Yes. Whoop, whoop to Jane H. from Maryland.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much, Jane. We just need now, and this is the good news, it's the 10th of the month. We just need one more person this month. And then I promise you, I'll stop harassing you for the whole until September. And then I'll feel really good. So who's going to be our third certified fan this month? Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. Yes, this is a moment in Kramer history. My radio career is wacky to say the least. And there's some things I look back and I'm like, dang man, what were we even talking about? So we just go back and relive moments. This is from 2009 and we started talking about this news story about a guy that got bit and we're like, man, like what and what reason other than like a baby biting you or a kid biting you, like what adult ass reasons are there to bite other people? We had to search for these stories, but they were pretty fantastic because before I play the clip, I bet you couldn't even like think of one right now. I bet you couldn't even say like, I wonder like when, you know, why would somebody get bit? Here's the answer.
Well, this is coming out of Cape Coral here in Florida. Okay. Authorities said a patient at a Cape Coral doctor's office bit part of the doctor's finger off after being denied a prescription. Police said that the 45-year-old man went to see Dr. Paul Arnold Wednesday morning, and the man became upset about not receiving the prescription. Police said Arnold turned his back and the man attacked him. The patiently reportedly bit Arnold several times, taking off the doctor's fingertip with one bite. The fingertip was recovered at the scene, and Arnold was taken to a nearby hospital. Police have put out a warrant for the patient's arrest.
Bit him.
Bit his fingertip off.
Well, I don't even care if it's a fingertip. It's the fact that he bit him. And we were talking about this yesterday when we were playing the show. And the conversation started on, that has to be like your last form of attack.
Yeah. That's your last resort. Because you've got to be backed into a corner and have no use of your other extremities, in my mind, in order to bite. Because that's what your extremities are for.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to their mouth as their number one defense mechanism or offensive weapon?
Right.
Okay? Who is like, I have a couple hands here. My feet are free, but you know what? Instead of that, I'm going to go ahead and bite someone.
And it's not like you hear about this all the time. It's not like these stories are just prevalent. Every day we're coming here talking about biting. The last time I can think about somebody biting somebody was the whole Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. And that's the last time I can think of any big news story about us being bit.
Yeah.
That's why this morning we want to ask the question is, why were you bit?
Bitten.
Bitten. Thank you. Why were you bitten? Okay? And, like, who did it? Was there anybody in Panama City right now that can call us up and tell us about the time that somebody bit them?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get phone calls on this because I don't think it happens as much as we think it does.
It's not very prevalent. Obviously, when we saw this story, it shocked all of us and we thought, wow, that guy was backed into a corner. But the thing is, he wasn't. You know? He didn't get a prescription. That is the least likeliest excuse to use if you're going to bite someone. Be like, well, I didn't get what I wanted, so I bit him.
Good morning, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
You've been bit.
I did. I was trying to help somebody during spring break that was drunk. I was trying to help them get out of their shirt and put on a clean shirt. And they bit me.
They bit you?
Yes,
where?
Ma'am.
Where? On your,
where
on
they
your
bite
body?
You?
On my arm.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, that horrifies me. Now, where do you, or why were you trying to change a spring breaker?
I work at a hospital.
I work at a hospital. Okay, that helps me out a little bit then.
Then
still, not appropriate.
No.
Not an appropriate thing to actually do.
That's so ridiculous, the more I think about it. If you're just trying to help someone out, what, even in a drunken state.
That's why, but I'm surprised, though. Thinking about it, I'm surprised that more drunk people haven't bit other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Does that make sense? Maybe not. Okay, let me talk to Karen really quick. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. So somebody bit you?
No, someone bit my brother. He was in a bar fight, and this guy attacked him and bit his earlobe.
Oh,
half off.
God! Was this after or before the Mike Tyson fight?
No, this is after.
Lord, maybe he thought he was being cool.
Yeah.
I guess they were able to sew it back on, but still, yet he bit his earlobe off, so.
Doesn't that make you wonder, like, how bad of a fight this had to have been? Like,
I know.
We weren't punching anymore, we weren't kicking, we weren't calling names.
You went straight to the mouth, and you bit.
I think that I would rather somebody shoot me.
Shoot you, just not dead, right?
No, I don't even care. I think I'd rather die.
Than be bitten.
Because I feel like from then on out, you're the guy that got bitten. And it's not like it's one of those common everyday things, you know?
No. Especially if you've got a scar. Like she said, his ear had to be sewn on. Be like, ooh, what happened to your ear? Someone bit my ear off,
you know?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
How do you feel about H&R Block for, like, an issue this big. I just talked to the woman, super nice, by the way. I just called her back in between the two segments. They can look at it at 1 o'clock on Thursday, so tomorrow. But I cannot believe this. Like, y'all, I'm sorry it's all we've talked about the last 2 days. I just have nothing else going on. I can't focus on anything else other than trying to solve this. The radio show has kind of been with Jess being at home, and I've just been like stressed out. So I don't know. This is your last chance to advise me otherwise, because I don't really know if I have any options. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this, and it's very stressful. So, all right. I love you, and I will. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe, and tell your friends. Love you forever.